This is a production of Cornell University.
Call the meeting to order at 5:40. Sorry to start a little bit late, but you guys are getting food, so it's okay. It is February 18th, and this is our, fourth meeting? Happy President's Day. Sorry we don't get it off. Too bad we're not federal employees. So I figured I'd start with some random trivia about Cornell and presidents. You might know that no president or vice president has ever attended Cornell. But Cornell is an alma mater to four other countries, heads of state. So, one, yes. So these four are previous or current heads of state who went to Cornell. And two of the four were grad students. There you go. That's how I spent my morning. So there you go. So first of all, we'll do introduction to voting members, like always. Mia, are you here?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Jermaine? Fantastic. Phil? Great. Eric is not here. Giovanna? Jonathan? Awesome. Liz? Hey, Liz? I'm here. Nicole's here. Alex Moore? Fantastic. Jenny? Great. Matt? Fantastic. Rob Moore? Great, thanks. Eric Rager? Eric? No? David Funk? Are you here at all? Is he going to be a little late? Okay. Christine? Great, thanks. Han? Drew? Great, thanks. And Monet? Fantastic. Alright, so we first have the minutes from February 4th. You all should have received them in Nicole's email. I have one suggestion of a change from Evan, of all people, to go through the minutes. Thank you. Evan suggested on page 2, when we talk about the GCI topic area breakouts, to actually include that we broke out into topic areas. So this line was added here. Evan, does that capture what you suggested? All right. Yeah. Maybe this whole thing. Great. Are there any other changes to the minutes? Yeah.
At least my copy, the date is November 26th.
Yes. That is a great change to make. I think someone took that from an old document.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, no worries. Great. Any other changes to the minutes? Great. Is there any opposition to the approval of the minutes from February 4th? Great. Seeing none, they are approved. Thanks. All right. So we don't have any speakers today. Sadly or not sadly, I don't know. But we are going to basically spend most of the time talking about the three new GCI topic area breakouts. Just a quick word about the documents. The Graduate Student Center document is up to date, the physical copy that's in the room. And the Mental Health and Well-Being is an older edition. Yevgeny had sent a new edition to all of us. So if any of you have computers, it would be great if you could pull that one up. And then also the housing document should be in Nicole's email. And if you want to pull that one up as well and take a look. When we go through the overview, I'll be sure to focus on the housing one in case you haven't read it from the weekend. So again, mental health is in Yevgeny's email. Housing is in Nicole's email. So first we'll start with just a, just like we did last time, we'll start with just an introduction of each of these topic areas, and then we'll go ahead and break out the three different groups. And so I think this time we'll break out into three different groups, and then we'll have the facilitators for each of the topic areas just move in between every 15 minutes. That way groups don't have to move, and we can all talk about each of the topics. So first we'll start with Nicole.
Okay. Excuse me, I kind of
a little sick and it sounds worse than I feel. But so the Graduate Professional Student Center, this is actually one of the biggest recommendations from the original 2007 GPI, was to have Cornell invest in an expanded Graduate Professional Student Center that would not only be sort of a social hub on campus, but would also be the hub of graduate student services. So it's housing like career services, family services, all kind of under one roof with staff in-house. And so that was in 2007, before the financial crisis. And so even though they had started some initial planning and looking into that, all sort of future thoughts of expansion were put on hold with the 2008 financial crisis. And so for better or for worse, at least for the foreseeable future, and Dean Newth has basically said for her lifetime, the Big Red Barn is going to be the Graduate Professional Student Center. When I was putting together this document and sort of thinking about how we should approach this, the question is sort of how can we get closer to the vision for a Graduate and Professional Student Center articulated in the original GPI, while sort of putting forth realistic, feasible, achievable recommendations. And so that's kind of what I've tried to do. I've outlined a couple of what I consider sort of significant challenges or opportunities with respect to the Big Red Barn and general challenges with graduate student community space. So one thing is the food service and atmosphere at the Big Red Barn. I feel as if we've talked about this both in previous resolutions about dining at Big Red Barn and also with the Cornell Dining Meal Plan. But my take on it personally is that, and this is actually supported by previous surveys and focus groups that Cornell Dining has done, is that the Big Red Barn would really benefit from being more of a coffee shop or cafe atmosphere, and you know, improving the coffee service and improving the comfort and general, I don't know, atmosphere of the space, and making it sort of more focused to the graduate and professional student community. The other thing that kind of come up is the need for programming space. So the original GCI talked a lot about making sure that there were multi-purpose rooms that could be used for different kinds of events that grad student organizations could put on. So things that had projectors, things that had dance spaces or multimedia spaces, gallery spaces, things like that that we just currently don't really have access to. And so kind of reimagining what a more functional space would look like in terms of being able to reserve spaces. And so there's a little bit of a discussion here about the use of Willard Straight Hall. So Willard Straight Hall is considered the student union for all students, but there's been some sort of logistical challenges in getting that to be more utilized by graduate student organizations, and I think it's generally perceived as being more for undergraduates than graduate students, sort of despite the efforts that we've had in previous years. And then sort of the final point is addressing this idea of a virtual resource hub for graduate student initiatives versus a physical space and sort of what makes sense in that capacity. So I know that one of the things that the graduate school has done is worked hard to improve the website and the access information online. And sort of the question is whether or not we can at least more move towards having a physical space or a physical hub of resources on campus in addition to that. And so, next slide. These are the five main objectives that I've written up. So one is to enhance the operation of the Big Red Barn to make it more focused on graduate and professional students and sort of facilitating community social interactions. The second thing is to expand the usage of Willard Straight Hall and improve access to programming spaces, again, of the sort of multi-purpose type that was sort of talked about in the GCI, since those are clearly not available at the barn and won't be for any time in the future. Number three is reimagine the food and beverage service provided at the barn. I use the term reimagine because I've been talking about this personally now for at least 2 years and seen very little progress. And so reimagine to me says think in a big way about how we can make a big change in that direction. And then number four is create a centralized physical space on campus I'm imagining this could be as simple as sort of a brochure stand or a computer hub, maybe in the big red barn. The problem with a virtual resource is that students have to seek out information, where you know you don't kind of stumble upon a website unless you're really clicking around through there. And then finally, continue to explore the long-term goal of a graduate and professional student center. So you know, as the university does its strategic planning and budgeting for the long term, think about how we can actually get that expanded student center in the future. And I'd love to hear your feedback.
Great, thanks. Now we'll move to the mental health and well-being.
Yes. I'm all for having Village Bay Hall be a place that is viewed as only regular students. And if you have any ideas you can bring to bear, I welcome them, and I'll help you try to do that.
And we'll be sure to get you this document too. Maybe.
Do I have it here?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. You have it.
And it might get edited after today. So it's made up, yeah.
So yeah, we'll move on to the physical health and well-being. I wasn't sure if you wanted the physical health in there too, but
yeah,
we'll
talk about that.
Yeah. So yeah, getting your up.
So the mental health and well-being is a really important concern for graduate and professional students. There's still pretty much every year that you get to ask what do you care about, this is one of the issues that comes up. So Matt and I worked on this topic area, and basically what we have to do is go back to the data that's been collected over the past 2 years. Highlight kind of things that we were working on. Here's an outline of where we collected the data. Two GPSA surveys done last year, a breakout session in GPSA this year, the Dining with Us, which is a dinner for about 60 students in the Big Red Barn focus on mental health and well-being last year, and it led to Resolution 16, which we incorporated into the document. We did some general student surveys this year and had breakout sessions in GPSA. The town hall in the fall, which you all heard about, this is one of the issues they focused on. When we went to the Ivy League Plus Summit, you know, discussion there was about international students and mental health and well-being. And we actually found some really good publications that talked about graduate students and their specific needs when it comes to mental health and wellness. And then there's some other things we talked about, the gym services, found some good resources on the CRE side. So this is all listed here. So I think we've done a pretty thorough job of thinking about how we can work on this issue. And we came up with 5 objectives, and I'll take you through 1, 4, and 5, and then Matt's going to do 2 and 3, so we know a little about the program. But objective 1 is basically provide resources for emotional and psychological support tailored to the graduate and professional experience. And at last year's Dine and Discuss, 2 of the main obstacles that were brought up by graduate professional students is that health resources that are available are not utilized, and that one of those reasons is demanding work environment. So this kind of consistent idea that resources are there. Either we don't have access to them, we're not aware of them, or maybe they're not tailored to our unique needs. And this kind of came out in a couple of different ways, and other schools are dealing with similar issues. MIT, for example, has started something called the REFI program, which is a department-based support. So kind of tailoring mental health support to the unique needs in your department. So we all have different experiences, so I think that's something we're encouraging. Also, student advisor relationships is such a unique thing for every student. So we want to, under that objective, really encourage the graduate school to support those kind of relationships. Number four, support development of meaningful relationships through social events. So, again, last year, Dan discussed the best way mental health can be supported is through social events. That's kind of a consistent thing that comes out all the time. And one of the obstacles that was cited was difficulty making friends. So again, it kind of is logical, but if you really emphasize that social events and having a good relationship with people is important for mental health, we can focus on that. And actually the town hall, something that came out is that the kind of social events that are the best should focus on better icebreakers. So one of the issues when you go to social events, you have to have a hard time meeting new people. So these are things that we're putting out here, and we're still going to welcome your input about what kind of social events really make a difference. And finally, provide support for the unique challenges faced by international students when dealing with mental health and well-being. So the Ivy League Summit hosted by UPenn, their counseling services basically talked about how international students really face unique challenges, about how mental health is described, what they see as mental health, support, and well-being. And so we just want to, we're still working on this, and there's a couple of good articles associating financial confidence and professional confidence. So we have some good suggestions about how to tailor mental health support for this community. And Matt, if you want to talk about 2 and 3.
Okay, so objective 2 is to support and promote graduate student physical fitness. So the basic idea there was that at time to discuss the response of sort of to the question, what do you do to relieve stress? The most popular among graduate students was exercise or physical fitness. So we wanted to basically sort of address that issue, considering the obstacles graduate students face participating in physical fitness activities at Cornell. So we talk about various things like the Cornell Fitness Centers and sort of the dire situation they're in right now, with the amenities are well above capacity. We're talking about people being turned away at the gym, and also talking about sort of incorporating physical fitness into sort of social activities, so sort of graduate student only physical fitness classes, and various like mixtures that have like physical fitness components to them. And so the third objective is related to issues that stem in the workplace. So things like stress-related issues that come from procrastination and poor time management, and advisor-advisee relationships, and sort of how do we address these problems. So those are sort of the two objectives.
There is one last slide. And so the thing that I think we want to keep out about all of these issues, if you have any suggestions, probably can change any of this, but specifically, we didn't really talk about the counseling services that are available to the staff and those things. So if you have comments about what counseling services work well, we definitely want to bring that up today and what can be improved about them. And also, we still want to have a little more information about how mental health can be supported for international students. So we're working with UPenn to get learn more information about that. But if you have input about your experiences or people you know, that would be really helpful.
Great, thank you guys. And the last part about housing was a topic area I took on. So we had a couple different points where we collected data and feedback on housing. One of those was the breakout sessions we had in GPSA last fall. And we also had 3 focus groups that happened over the course of 2 weeks right at the beginning of the semester. One at Hasbrook, one at Maplewood, and one focused on off-campus housing. And each of them had, I think, between 15 and 20 people there. So there was a decent turnout, by all accounts. And then we've also done plenty of meetings with different people focused on on-campus housing and off-campus housing. There's definitely a crossover between some of the issues at Hasbrook and the family services section, which we talked about last time. So the 3 objectives that I wrote in for the housing piece really focused on 3 different areas. One is the on-campus housing, which is objective number 1, which really focuses on what Cornell provides for graduate students. And because that is kind of part of the campus life and campus atmosphere, objective 1 is really where the GPSA can make pretty strong headway. If we feel strongly about something in Hasbrook, it's definitely within our purview to say so, to write a resolution, and through our different channels, we can really make that change probably occur at Hasbrook. So I think objective number 1 is pretty important for us to really focus in on. And I hope you guys get a chance to read it on your computers or iPads or phones or whatever you have before. And so objective number 2 kind of focuses, it branches a little bit away from what GPSA typically delves into, which is just off-campus housing. So we heard from Denise Thompson, who is one of just two staff members that support 14,000 undergraduates and graduate and professional students who live off-campus. And they have a staff of 2. It's the off-campus housing office, or I think, Kent, tell me if I'm wrong, the official name is the campus or the Office of Fraternity, Sororities, and Independent Living.
Right.
and they're in the independent living side.
Yeah.
But most people know it as off-campus housing office.
And
so
we'd love to do more. It's just a resource problem.
Right. We talk about that.
We benchmark against other universities that do better than we do, and we find that the only university
that
do the same.
Yeah. So that really focuses in on exactly what Kent got at, that there just needs to be more resources allocated. So we're pretty explicit. We call for more. So you'll see that when you read the document. And then objective number three is, I guess, kind of really reaching out there. That's really taking on and tackling the idea that Cornell has an obligation to make the community a better place that we all live in, or most of us live in if you don't live on campus. So that issues that affect our quality of life have to do with where we live. And, you know, I live downtown. Friends of mine live in, you know, north of campus up in Lansing. You know, other people live on South Hill, in College Town, on West Hill. And Cornell has an office of community relations. And their job is to work with the community on a variety of university-related and community interactions. And so there's, I think, three action steps in Objective 3 that just really call on that office, which Gary Stewart is the director of, to really focus in on making the community a better place for us to live in. He hasn't seen it yet. I haven't shown it to him. So things might change after I send it along. But I feel pretty strongly that that's an important component. So that's what the housing piece is about, and look forward to hearing the discussion. So again, we'll do three breakout sessions. I think what we might do is just maybe have this group and this group stay put, and maybe the middle section. And I hope the people in the audience can mingle down with the groups, but maybe this middle section we can go up into the balcony there, because I know it gets kind of loud when there's three groups talking in close proximity.
This weird echoey sound.
Yeah, the awkward dome. So why don't we go ahead and do that, and then we'll have, and if people from the audience want to come down and participate, that'd be great. If you could just kind of merge into the groups to maybe make them a little bit equal, and then we'll have, Nicole, I don't know if you want someone else on your focus area, but we'll have the five of us just rotate, and all the groups can stay the same. So why don't the middle section go to the back, and then we'll get started.
Where do you want? Which section do you want?
You want to stay there? Nicole, you can stay there, and I'll go up there?
Yeah.
All right. All right, thank you guys for participating and chatting about these different topic areas. I'm not going to have us go back through and do a report back, just because we've taken up quite a bit of time. But we'll be sure in our final, I think there, for housing, I know there was a lot of good suggestions, and I think things will add and change. So when we go at the March 25th meeting, where we're going to approve the whole document, we'll make sure that we spend some time and say what changed from what you guys saw today, from the input we heard today, what we added to the documents. We'll make sure that you guys are well aware of kind of the things that have changed, so there's no surprises. So just real quick, we're going to finish up with some committee reports. Real quick for me, next meeting, President Skorton is going to be back. I'm not sure if Susan Murphy is coming too. I don't know. Do you know? Okay. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe we'll have another visitor in addition. But, you know, I know that President Skorton came just like, it seems like it was last week. I know it was like 2.5 months ago, but he came pretty recently, and I don't know if there's been too many additional things that have happened in the community. So Nicole and I, well, mainly me, but we had the thought to maybe just have a theme of the discussion. Maybe we want to focus in on, I don't know, I mean, we can focus in on any particular topic area of the GCI and really expand upon it. So I'll go ahead and send an email out to everyone in the sake of time and getting us out of here by 7. I'll send an email, and if you guys have any thoughts for a theme that we could talk about, and then maybe he could come prepared with the presentation or just some little thing to go off of. Let me know. Also, the TCAT Citizens Advisory Committee, which I've served on for a bit, needs a graduate student rep because I moved off of that committee. So if anyone's interested, let me know. It needs some work, so if you want to help kind of move it along, that's really what we're looking for. But it'd be a really good committee, and they don't have grad students on it very often. So, last time I talked about some advocacy work. We don't really have the funds to send people down for separate advocacy with the NAGPS, but Cornell does sponsor on March 6th, which is a Wednesday, I believe, federal aid student lobby day. It's vastly undergraduates who go down, but they do have a bus that takes students down, and you stay in the Cornell in Washington. So if anyone's interested, please let me know. It would be a really well-organized thing, but again, it will be mostly undergraduate-focused, although the federal folks in Washington for Cornell are really, really interested in having more grad students. They really liked the five of us that went down last November. So if you're interested, let me know. Lastly, one of the things that you've probably all heard about and the undergraduates have been working on is this fossil fuel divestment campaign, which basically they're calling on the Board of Trustees to divest from fossil fuels as part of the endowment. There are pros and cons, whatever you might think. If you want to get more involved in the discussion, have knowledge of these things, maybe you've worked on them in undergrad, maybe you study them, it'd be really great. If you're, in economics, business, atmospheric, and geological sciences, that's what the department or the field's called. Let me know. There's going to be some increased level of discussion on campus on this. If you want to write a resolution about it and call for the same thing, we would welcome it. It would be a great thing to have a debate about it and pass it or not pass it. So if you're interested, let me know. Great. Do you have anything else to add, Nicole? No? Okay. Bill, do you have anything? No? All right. Marcus sent an email to everyone. He really would like a couple more members of the communications committee, so let myself or Marcus know. They have some big goals for the remainder of the semester, and it's a really good committee to be a part of, so need some members. Vinay, do you have anything?
Yes. Sorry, I missed the last meeting. The last chance to apply for funding for your organization is March 3rd, 4 p.m., so if you do plan to ask for money from the SBA, please do by sending an SBR in usual ways. If you don't have an annual budget, you can also still apply for an annual budget. So the deadline for that is March 1st, 4 p.m.
Great, thanks. Giovanna?
So we have a reorientation next year, and the idea is that people from the graduate school, career services, and CCAT, Cornell Kinemaker, Education, and Cornell Business Center, they will be there. So you can talk to them, tell them what things you like about them, what things are missing. And we are going to provide food. It's going to be from 7 to 10. So please come and please distribute this to people in your field. It's like what the name bar is called when you first come here, but since you have no idea what Ithaca is or Cornell is, you haven't a lot of information. It's like a second exposure, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for a lot of people. So please come. And then Cornell Cinema has been sending me emails to please help them distribute their events. So they have this, the Phantom of the Opera, and it's going to be free for grad students. And they just said that to please let other people know, because they have a lot of events and they're celebrating 100 years or something. So they will be there for your invitation, and they were really happy that they saw, well, thank you for thinking about us, because they feel abandoned. So please support them and let people know about it.
Sorry.
And the last thing is that we are planning the DJ competition, and there are going to be two DJs playing at the Red Ball. I still don't know the monetary prize, but I already have a team on PowerPoint to be so spread the word with my friends that are vegan, that we have to prepare like a 10-minute thing so that they can get pre-selected to then participate in the competition. So if you have friends, let them know so that they can start thinking about it.
Great, thanks. Some great stuff coming up. Evgeny, you're up next.
So the student advocacy committee is going to throw us the second annual dining with customers with a catered dinner, so free dinner at the Big Red Barn, Wednesday, February from 7 to 9. You should have seen a link in the grad student email and some other emails. You probably should have all heard about it, but we're going to get another email tonight, and I'd like you to forward it to your field. And we're going to talk about a sense of community. We're going to be able to hear about the experience of faith community and brainstorm ways we might grow our sense of community and get better student body. There's about 30 spots left. So, again, free dinner, great discussion, get to know some people. So, if you know anyone in your field that you think is really active and has a lot to say about sense of community, ask them personally to sign up. And then we're going to send another email next week, and if there's still spots, we'll ask you to directly sign up. I mean, if you want to sign up, do so, but we're going to talk about the community again in a couple of weeks here in the GPSA. So if you know somebody who's never attended a meeting, make them come. If not, you can come to a great dinner, great event. So forward the email. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Last slide, anything?
You're getting close to the request for nominations for faculty awards. So nominations will start from March. That will be spread out to the March 1st, I think. And then at this point, we're still just deciding that date for the final award luncheon, but probably sometime in 2020. So I'll keep you guys updated in the next week. But keep your eyes open for the next month and promote more nominations for faculty awards.
Okay, thanks, Prague. Lastly, is there anyone here to speak for Open Forum? Or any members of GPSS? Great, thank you guys so much for participating, and look forward to the next meeting.
Three more next week.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.